At the end of June, gay pride celebrations will happen in cities and towns all over the country. And with the parades and festivals comes the ubiquitous symbol of gay pride, the rainbow flag. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of my best friends are rainbows, but isn't the rainbow flag just a little 1978?
I think the rainbow flag is in need of retirement. It's a little too My Pretty Pony, a little too rainbow bright. It doesn't really represent the sophistication of the gay movement, and actually too many other people have adopted it as their own. So as a brand, it's not as unique and strong as it could be.
That's Mark Randall, the chief designer at a firm called World Studio, and we agree it's time for a 21st century gay flag makeover.
It should be a symbol of love, maybe two hands together or
something that was like more shocking or more memorable, perhaps.
Marching penises.
You could also do the complete opposite, which would be a very strong, simple, iconic black and white symbol.
Let me know if you change it, though, because I don't want to hang out the wrong flag.
Well, we want your ideas for a new gay flag. Submit them to studio360.org, and we'll present some of the best ideas along with an expert opinion and redesign later this month. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein, Vital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Amanda Aronchik,
Alana Harper,
Kelly Sullen,
Matt Frasica,
Annie Minoff.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegem.